Hi, Ian Hutchinson here with Richard Zokel for our regular Rub of the Mind podcast, and kind of an interesting week. Dick, I look at these bubble guys, you know. I mean, we played the Wyndham Championship. It was the end of the FedEx Cup regular season. A lot of guys sitting on the bubble, and including two of our guys. I'm just wondering, you know, sitting on a bubble as they were, and you would know this more than most, you know, being a tour player, what kind of a pressure is that? I mean, what's going through your mind when you're sitting there on the bubble knowing it can burst any time and change your career?
Well, yes. You know, these are perfect case studies, Hutch. And, you know, like if we take the Wyndham Championship, for instance, they talk about, you know, there's a tournament and a tournament within the tournament. So, obviously, the first tournament is who's going to win the tournament. We can look at how Henrik Stenson handled it, and he obviously had, you know, he had a lot of beautiful contained thoughts and how he dealt with that pressure.
Right.
But then there's this other pressure, and we move the cut line down to the 125, and basically it's not really a, you know, they're talking about it's a tournament within a tournament, but it's more of a career in a tournament.
Sure.
And these guys aren't playing well. And then, you know, there's even another one further down the line where our Brad Fritsch was looking to break into the top 200 on the PGA Tour, because then that was a very meaningful cut line for him, because it determines where he's playing. You know, he has a chance to get in the final four Web.com Tour events and then possibly get on the PGA Tour. So those are very, very critical cut lines. And
absolutely,
performance, you know, revolves around one's perception and perceptiveness, and it's where these players put their attention in the bigger picture. Like, you know, do they belong out there? Do they feel comfortable? And then in the smaller picture, it's, you know, where they put their perception or their attention, you know, like on the results or their swing techniques, which really, really add to anxiety.
Right.
And it makes it, you know, and this is obviously something their perception has been off predominantly for the past year. They haven't played well. And there's some things that they have to change about it. So you're right. It's about perception. It's about perceptiveness.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about whether they belong or not, going through their minds, you know, it's tough to look at a guy like David Hearn, who's been out there for as long as he has, and think, why would he think that, you know, that he doesn't belong? I mean, is that what he's thinking, or does that even enter the mind?
Well, everyone's different, and we don't know where they're actually at, but there is obviously something that has changed in David Hearn's mindset, as an example, because, you know, he's played poorly, and by his own, you know, he will have the same admission. He even tweeted out earlier today that, you know, it wasn't, it was a very long, disappointing year.
Uh-huh.
So there has to, you know, there's been a shift that got him in this bad place in the, you know, to play poorly.
Right.
And what he's going to have to do, and in that, he's going to have an open mind. He's going to have to make changes. He's going to have to commit to both, you know, right now and the long term. And then he's going to have to take some action about this. And it might mean, you know, he's going to have to practice harder, or he found that his attention was somewhere else in this past year.
Right.
And everybody has to kind of do this self-discovery and then make some changes. And it always revolves around where they place their attention. So, an example: if you're out there playing and you place your attention on your businesses, for an example,
right,
then in all likelihood your performance on the golf course is going to suffer, and you're not going to perform.
Right.
So, you know, it's all about where you put your attention, and these are the changes that some of these players have to make in order to turn their career around.
Okay. Well, there's 2 weeks between the Wyndham Championship, the end of the regular season, and the start of the Web.com Finals. Can you make a switch that fast?
Well, you can make a switch in an instant. In an instant. Like,
mm-hmm,
coming into the Wyndham Championship this week, you know, we watched Rory Sabatini, Harold Varner, Martin Flores, Jeff Ogilvie, and J.J. Henry,
right,
make some significant changes. They're coming, their back is against the wall, and all of these guys performed really well. They shot 11 under or better in this tournament, and they move from outside the top 125
to push guys like Zach Blair out, and unfortunately, our David Hearn.
Right.
But so these guys, in the same way, they probably got angry and they said, well, the hell with it, I'm going for it. And they made a change. They had some change, and that was on the short term.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, like Jeff Ogilvy, he's been here before. I mean, it wasn't a couple of years ago when he was in the same boat, and he won the last tournament. So this guy's able to make some changes in an instant.
Sure.
I mean, look at the scores Martin Flory shot today, you know, the last two rounds, 68, 63. Look at Sabatini, who's right. played poorly, and all of a sudden he lit it up and almost had a chance to win the tournament. So these guys are making changes instantly. The real question is they have to have a proper protocol mm-hmm. in order to make these long-standing changes. So it's no different than, say, a diet. You know, if you're overweight and you get motivated to change instantly, I'm going to change my diet and I'm going to lose 10 pounds.
Right.
But if you don't do this protocol properly and for long term and recondition your thinking, you're probably going to slip back. So, and that's the real key thing to this self-discovery is to be able to change your perception, change your perceptiveness, move your attention so you play in the present, and then now you're really curing this long-term affliction, and that's the model of success.
And speaking of long-term, obviously with the Web.com finals, you're talking four events here. I mean, you need it over a long period of time.
Well, exactly. So let's go back to our good friend David Hearn.
Yeah.
So it's got his attention. He's not a happy camper. He missed the 125. He's feeling a little embarrassed. And, you know, he's got to provide for his family and represent Canada. So I bet you he's going to go into those next four events that, you know, in the coming weeks. My anticipation, it's got his attention and it's going to change his perceptiveness and he's going to play well.
Okay.
Now, what I also believe that you have to do is again, using this analogy of diet, you have to condition yourself to for this perception
right.
change to sustain. Because if it's only temporary, then it will be temporary. So, again, we're going to watch David go through this. And it's the same thing for Brad Fritch. He's now, unfortunately, got to go back to probably the Web.com Tour qualifying school to improve his position. He'll likely have some status on the Web.com Tour,
mm-hmm.
but he's 39 years old. He's got to get into it to make some condition changes if he expects to get back on the PGA Tour and then obviously perform well once he's on the PGA Tour.
Well, when you see both guys going back, whether it be David Hearn or Brad Fritch, I mean, both of them have PGA Tour experience. Does that mean a lot to them when you're kind of in this hole, trying to climb out, get back to the tour? Does that experience, is that a confidence booster, I guess, is what I'm asking?
Well, again, I'm going to go back to it depends on where their perception is and where they see themselves in this moment of their life.
Right.
It can be something that's going to very much inspire them.
Right.
And they're going to be dedicated and committed and, as I mentioned, and have this open-mindedness and take action and do something. Or their perception, if it isn't a strong one, they're going to, you know, if they're looking at it like, oh, no, here we go again,
right.
And if they have an unhealthy perception or perceptiveness, then there'll be more of the same. So you can get on a spiral up or a spiral down, and where you place your attention. If you don't make these big changes and aren't shifting into the present,
right.
and have the discipline to stay present, then you can probably expect more of the same.
You know, it must always seem like such a negative thing for a tour player in that position because, you know, I mean, for the last month of the regular season, you're probably sitting there, you're sitting on the bubble. I mean, David Hearn was, Brad was, you know, they were both sitting on bubbles. Everyone was noticing and everyone asking them about it.
Uh-huh.
So kind of intensifies it for them. I mean, they're probably thinking about it already in their own minds. And then the outside pressure of it. I mean, how intense does that get?
It's brutal. And you nailed it, Hutch. You know, when, like using me as an example, when I was on tour, when I had this bad perception, You know, you're going, okay, you know, at the end of the year, I've got 10 tournaments left to perform,
right.
And, you know, to make that 125. And the closer you get, the more, you know, you're, and again, you're thinking, this is the bad thoughts. You're thinking of results.
Right.
And it stimulates anxiety. And then the closer you get to it without performing, the more attention you put on it, the higher the anxiety.
Right.
And you know, you're not going into the present moment. You're actually thinking, going about it with a tremendously horrible perceptiveness.
Right.
And then as you get into that week, it's even worse. And now you're coming down to the last few holes, and it's unbearable.
Right.
It really is. It makes people snap. I've seen people, you know, so this is the new PGA Tour qualifying school. It, you know, it's built into the Wyndham Championship now. But, you know, these are career-shifting moves, and
sure.
It's devastating for those who fail, and it's exhilarating for those who succeed.
Right.
And again, if you don't contain your thoughts and learn to detach from those results, you will fight this losing battle, and you have to have a proper protocol in order to be disciplined to do this. If you don't, if you just put your attention out there to happenstance, you're going to fall into a bad habit. You're going to fall into this, and it will crumble the foundation. Now let's jump forward to look at Henrik Stenson.
Right.
Now here's a guy in full flight. He's playing well. I mean, you can make the assumption that he's present and his thoughts are contained, and it calms his anxiety.
Okay.
You know, those when you look at Kevin Na, you know. I still think he's on edge,
sure.
and thinking of results, and it accelerates anxiety. And I think we watched him, you know, flub that little putt on the last hole. That was very uncommon.
Right.
But Kevin Na is making terrific progress in this direction because he's a very jumpy guy.
Well, yeah, you can tell that with his swing. His waggle, really.
Manners.
You know, yeah.
His mannerism.
Yeah.
You know, your one's calmness.
Yeah.
And one's anxiousness comes out in your body language.
Yeah.
It really does. It echoes the thoughts in your mind.
I often wonder too, Dick. I mean, you would know this too. Is obviously with guys like Hearn, Fritsch. I think we touched on it earlier. With relatively few Canadians out there. I mean, we're getting more and more all the time, but relatively few compared to the U.S.
Uh-huh.
We've got the entire country watching us.
Yes.
Does that intensify it as well?
It does. And again, you know, I struggled with being, you know, on a Canadian playing on the PGA Tour for my first 5 years.
Right.
Because we expect that. And we as golfers know that our country's behind us. I don't think there's any American that feels the same pressure.
Right.
They don't feel like, you know, United States is watching them,
right.
and expecting them to play well. But we do that in Canada. Whether I think it's probably the same for Australia or Scotland and to some degree England as well.
Right.
And I think we watched Nick Faldo break through, you know, winning majors. I think that was a tremendous breakthrough. And then it caused a lot of other, you know, British golfers to perform as well and win majors. So
right.
we in Canada have to kind of, once again, this is part of how we perceive ourselves,
right.
is our nation. If we've got to learn to detach from that,
right.
or else we're making it harder on ourselves.
Wow. We'll see in the coming weeks how David Hearn does over the four events on the web.com finals. Going to be interesting to see what he does, but let's plan to keep track of him on the Rub of the Mind podcast as we go forward, Dick.
Thanks, Hutch. Yeah, these are really, as I mentioned, these are fantastic case studies to look at, and thank you very much for your time today.
We'll have a look and see what happens in the coming weeks.
Thanks, Hutch.
Thanks, Dick.